there, sweetie. And how are we today? Oh, no, 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 no. Now, don't be that way. You know you have only yourself to blame. We're soulmates. All I wanted was to have you as my boyfriend. And now I have to keep you tied to a bed in my basement instead. Desperate times call for desperate measures, after all. I thought that once I had your undivided attention, I would make you see the truth. Again and again, you've refused. You won't accept that we are meant for each other. You won't even admit what you are. You forced me to use my fallback plan. You handed me lemons, so I'm making lemonade. I have no choice. Oh, the plan? That's for me to know, and you to wonder about. Anyway, I feel overdressed right now. It's only fair that I get naked, too. Just a moment while I take off this robe. Feast your eyes on my breasts, my ass, my thighs, my hungry pussy. You could have been enjoying them all. And instead you are here. Denial has consequences. Speaking of, are you ready for another session? Sweetie, that is not a nice thing to say, even in jest. Besides, your hard cock tells me that you really want it. At least he's showing me the proper respect. Now, before we begin, give me a kiss. Why did you turn away? That's just rude. I've given you so much pleasure without even getting any in return. And all I want is a little kiss. Is that too much to ask? Well, rudeness has consequences too. Give me a kiss. Why do you make me do such things? It's so much nicer when you see reason, isn't it? Now, let's get some lube. Stroke that beautiful cock. Surely you've noticed. There's been a change, hasn't there? I've only just started, and yet already it feels so good. I've teased and denied you over and over and over again. And now all it takes is a few strokes to get you to bliss. At first it was an intoxicating brew of pleasure and ache. And now you can't tell the difference. You can't tell the difference. Ache is pleasure. Pleasure is ache. Potato, potato. I've trained you to love it. How many of these sessions have there been? Have you counted them? Or have you counted the days? Funny thing. Down here, there's no clock. There's no calendar. Not even a window. Lights go on. Lights go off. Do they even match up with the days and nights? Who's to say? You are moaning so sweetly. Don't hold back. Yeah, that's it. Let it all out. Let it all out. You can never get enough, can you, slut? When I'm gone, do you long for my touch? Do you fantasize about my hair? Do you dream of them in your sleep? Right off. I knew we were made for each other. The weakness. I could see it in your eyes. Yeah, the submissiveness. I could smell it in your scent. You reek of it. Delicious. And yet you refuse to admit it to yourself. You refuse to give up your stupid pride. You don't need dignity. You don't deserve respect. You won't get it anyway. I don't have any special superpowers. No, the whole world can see it too. You are weak and pathetic. You need to serve. You need to be controlled, used, and demeaned. Just accept it. Denial is bad for you. Come on. Give into your weakness, slut. Everything would be so much better. Yeah, you're eternally horny now. No relief. No escape. Yeah. Keep moaning. Do you want to come? Do you want to come? Beg for it. Beg for it, honey. Beg for it. Oh, you can do better than that. Come on. Make me feel your desperation. Yeah, that's much better. Sadly, though, it won't do you any good. Don't stop, though. I could listen to it all day. Do you know where this leads? No? Today, you're begging to come. Someday soon, you'll be pleading for mercy. And eventually, you'll just be moaning non-stop. drooling all over yourself, incapable of thought, much less a word. No matter how much you will want it to stop, you'll want it to never end even more. Oh, you're tensing up. You're getting to the edge, aren't you? Oh, it's so close. It's so close. It's so close. It's so close. Yes. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. Only light, slow strokes now. Just a feathery touch, keeping you on that edge. Cock so stiff it almost hurts. Ache so intense it makes you cry. Oh, release so near, and yet so far. Oh, that's enough for now. I'll tug on your balls, give them a good squeeze. Oh, the panic. The panic in your eyes is simply adorable. Don't worry. Don't worry. I won't cause you outright pain. Still, since you love the ache now, discomfort is joy. I'll be nudging your tolerance levels higher and higher. Things you find unpleasant today, you'll end up craving. I'm expanding your horizons. You should be grateful. Now, let's get some more lube. I need to get a new bottle. You can never have too much. Now, first, I'll rub the head. Oh yeah, that's so intense, isn't it? Oh, I love watching you squirm. Your balls seizing up. Yeah, does your cock feel like it's going to burst? Take it. Just take it. Now, back to stroking. So, you wanted to know my plan. Haven't you figured it out yet? Sure, I enjoy torturing you. I mean, my pussy's dripping right now. Still, you don't think that's the goal, do you? Oh, moaning again already. Yeah, moan for me, bitch. Yeah, just like that. You are fooling nobody but yourself. Your moans prove you love this. Yeah, keep it up. Keep it up. Yeah, moan. Moan like the whore you are. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Oh, yes, the plan. The pleasure. The pleasure will keep getting more and more intense. Eventually, you won't be able to take it anymore. Your mind will shatter into a million little pieces. Yeah, it'll reassemble itself, but in a completely new shape. From then on, you won't beg me to make you come. No, instead you'll beg me not to. At that point, I'll proceed to the next phase. Having rewired your brain, I'll be able to untie you. Won't that be nice? Yeah, I mean, of course I'll have to put you in a chastity cage first. I mean, come on, you'd be so horny you'd wank yourself into a coma otherwise. After that, I'll change your training routine. I'll still edge you now and then to see you suffer. It won't be the focus anymore, though. Instead, I'll be teaching you to eat my pussy just how I like it. At first, maybe you'll do it hoping to curry favour with me. Hoping that I'll give you pleasure in return for mine. Being horny 24/7 will make you desperate for me. Yeah. Before long, my pussy will become your entire world. You'll crave it. You will crave the taste of it. Your tongue will ache to be inside. Your life will be divided between eating me and yearning to eat me. I'll even be able to let you out of this room. By then you'll be fully domesticated. You'll attend to my every need, my every want, my every whim. I won't even have to ask. Making me happy will be your sole purpose in life. You'll do it hoping for my attention, my praise, perhaps even my touch. You'll do it all gladly. Oh, by now, maybe I seem like a Bond villain. Revealing my schemes while petting a cat. Well, Mr. Bond, I expect you to become my pet. There's nothing you can do to stop it. You are powerless to resist. As the saying goes, control the cock, control the man. I am using yours to overwhelm you with pleasure. I'm going to break your spirit. I'm going to erase your ego. And I'm going to destroy your will. Yeah, let the bliss wash you away. Let edge after edge hollow you out. Remember, this is all your fault. All because of your foolish pride. I just wanted you to be my boyfriend. Instead, I have to turn you into my obedient puppy. My own personal little pussy licker. I'm making that sacrifice just for you. It's for the best. I mean, I'm at peace with it. I'm even happy about it. You will be too. You will be too. You It's only a matter of time. Oh, your cock is really fucking hard and throbbing now. Are you thinking about my pussy? Are you thinking about eating it? Yeah, you're tensing up again. Oh, here comes another edge. Fuck. Yeah, get on that edge. Get on it. Imagine my dripping wet cunt on your face. Right, that edge. Write it. Back to light. Slow strokes. Now just my fingertips. Barely enough to keep you there. Keeping you teetering on the precipice of release. Keeping you suspended in time and space. Keeping you in agony. You pray will never end. Well, that's all for now. Sorry, you don't even get the faint relief of a ruin. I need to keep your balls full and aching. Oh, they must be sore, though. Would it help if I massaged them? Yeah. I'll give them another firm tug and squeeze. Oh dear, that just made it worse, didn't it? Sadly, it can't be helped. You know, my plan has one piece that's missing. Someday I'll be taking you out in public. For your own safety, everyone will have to know that you're mine. Let's see, your neck is begging to be nibbled. Yes, that'll do nicely. Still, being out in the cold, cruel world might be scary for you. I want you to feel safe and cared for. I'll also have to muck you in places nobody else will see. That way you'll always feel my love. Of course. That's all for another day. Something to look forward to. Now, kiss me goodbye. Goodbye. You're finally starting to face reality. Oh, you look so sad, though. It must be terrible while I'm gone. Having to lie there with nothing to do. All tied down and horny as fuck. Just marinating in your need and frustration. Have you wondered why these TV screens are on the walls? They're here to help you pass the time. I'll turn them on for you. That's right, sweetie. It's a dream come true. You're surrounded. Surrounded by porn now. Oh, no need to thank me. That's what my puppy deserves. Anyway, don't go anywhere. I'll be back later for your next session. See you then.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Just like...